Well, I am surrounded by girls right now, and they're all members of the Yan Lai Dance Academy. And before we talk more specifically about what they are doing, let's just meet each of them right now. And we'll more or less go around the table and meet everybody. What's your name?
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How old are you?
I am 8 years old.
And I understand that you're from Glenshaw, is that right?
Yes.
And what do you like to do, Maggie?
Well, I love to play with my friends and go swimming.
And are you able to swim indoors during the winter time, or do you swim only when it's warm?
I swim when it's warm.
Yeah, so you must really miss swimming, I would think. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening either outside or on the phone or on the radio right now?
Yes.
Who would you like to give a shout out to?
Well, I would like to say it to my best friend, Elena.
Excellent. And could you describe, you have a very nice outfit on today. Could you describe what you're wearing?
Well, I'm wearing pink flowers with it, and I'm wearing black on my side.
That's very nice. And what do you do with the Yan Lai Dance Academy?
Well, we do lots of poses and lots of stuff with the pan, with all the stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals. That sounds nice. What's a pose?
Well, you do some kind of motion, or like you stop and you do like a pose.
Do you have to hold still after you do it?
Yes.
That must be hard to hold still sometimes, is it?
Yes.
I would think it would be. Well, let's meet the person who's next to you, who I think is a really good friend of yours, too. What's your name?
My name's Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. And how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
And what community are you from?
I'm from Franklin Park.
What's nice to meet you. Now, you have a different outfit on. Tell me about what you're wearing.
Well, it's a Chinese fur coat, and it has type of designs that probably tell a tale that people used to tell about.
It's a very bright red, too. It's really...
It's a good spirit color.
Is it? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it helps fight the bad spirits out of your mind, and you fill with good spirits, and then you be very gentle and kind.
I'm glad you wore that today. That's nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I would like to say hello to my uncle, because I haven't seen him in, like, years already.
Wow. Does he live in Pittsburgh or somewhere else?
No, he lives somewhere else far away. He lives in San Francisco.
He might be listening online right now at slbradio.org. And if you are, and if you would like to let us know that, you can send a text message to us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975, or you email us at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll relay the message to whoever should be getting it. So, Kayla, do you do poses also?
Yes. Every girl in our, with me and Maggie, well, we do a lot of poses for our dance.
Are they hard to learn?
Well, mostly we make them up and then we try to keep them.
Oh, that's nice if you get to make them up. Is it hard to do them the same time every time?
Well,
or the same way, I mean.
Well, sometimes it's really hard to do it the same way.
I would find that hard to remember exactly how I did it the previous time. Well, let's meet who's next to you, and I'll start with you. What's your name?
I'm Katie.
Oh, let me adjust your microphone a little better so I can hear you. Let's try that again.
I'm Katie.
That's better. And Katie, how old are you?
11 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at David E. Williams Middle School.
That's out in Robinson?
I believe so.
What's the name of your school district?
Montour.
Okay, that's probably out that way. And can you tell me what you do as part of the dance troupe, Katie?
Well, we also do poses, and we have to kind of dance to music and use arm movements to express ourselves.
That's kind of interesting. And do you get to make up what those movements are based on how you're feeling?
Sometimes, but sometimes our teacher usually choreographs our dances, so she teaches us the movements.
When you say choreograph, what does that mean exactly when somebody choreographs?
It means she makes the movements up according to like how she feels about the music.
So she kind of has everybody in mind too, I would imagine, and is thinking of what the big picture might look like.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been dancing?
About 7 years.
Wow, since you were a little girl. Yeah. That's a long time. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to my best friend Sonia, if she's listening.
I'm sure she is. She can text us at 412-200-5975 if she wants to. It's nice to talk to you. Let's meet who's next to you. We'll just sort of move that microphone over. Thank you. That's perfect. What's your name?
Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. And Ellie, tell me about yourself.
I go to ECS, the Environmental Charter School.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
So let's see. I don't think we've had a chance to work with you, but we've spent a lot of time at Environmental Charter School with second grade and with seventh grade.
Actually, I've been on this show 2 times before.
Oh my gosh.
Once I shared my poetry.
I remember you now.
And then I also played violin here.
It gets hard for me to remember. Did you have a good time?
Uh-huh.
I hope you did. I remember your poetry. Were you by yourself when you played violin?
I played with my teacher and some other kids.
Yeah, you were there as part of a music lesson group, mm-hmm. I think. Tell me about the dance ensemble and your role in it. Is it similar to the other kids and what they've said?
Yeah, we do a lot of posing too.
Yeah. See, I've never heard that expression posing before. It's more than just, you know, freezing. You actually, it's what leads up to the pose as well.
Yeah. The expression before the pose, it's kind of important because I kind of think that the expression that leads up to the pose that you create is important because I think it gives it more feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably when you eventually stop and freeze, it's kind of like almost like planting the seed. You know, it's everything you lead up to and then you stop and you want that to stay with the person that's watching you. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
My mom's listening.
I'm glad she is.
That's it.
Okay. Now we're going to meet the person who is sitting on your left. What's your name?
My name is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm in eighth grade and I go to Avonworth Middle School.
Oh, an antelope, I believe. Is that what Avonworthians are?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. They were looking for something that started with an A, I guess. What do you like to do?
Well, dancing is one thing. I really like to go to dance. And I also do musical theater, but I'm backstage. I work backstage, not on the stage.
Really? What kind of work do you do?
Technical stuff.
Now, given your love of dance, it's interesting to me that you've chosen to work backstage, which is cool. Is that something that really interests you?
Yeah, my sister is why I do it, because she did it first, and then I was interested in what she did, so I just joined.
So what kinds of things do you do when you're working backstage?
We do a lot of blocking. We'll tell the actors and actresses where to go, and we'll move a lot of stuff and do props and stuff like that.
Well, that sounds really important. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hello to my mom, who's right behind me, I guess.
It looks like she is. She's behind the glass there. And how long, now, I think Chinese traditional dance is what the Academy does. Have you been involved with that for a long time?
Yeah, I think this is my 9th year doing it.
Wow, that's a very long time. By the way, you can call or text us if you have a message to pass along to the Yan Lai Dance Academy at 412-200-5975. Is this is it Anna or Anna that's here? Great. Let's have you say hello too. I'm glad you were able to make it. Tell me about yourself, Anna. Anna, I'm sorry.
I go to Fox Chapel Area High School. I'm in 11th grade.
Well, it's nice to meet you here today. And before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hi to my little sister, Gina.
Great. And you also dance with the Academy?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your relationship with the Academy and what it is that you do.
Well, we don't just do poses. We also perform for audiences, and that's one of the main things that makes it so fun, because we get to share what we do in class with an audience.
Excellent. And thank you for being here with us. And we also have Teresa Gallick, who is here. And Teresa, you're the director of the Academy, or the person?
No. I'm just a boring dance mom.
You're so just a boring.
I'm just here organizing the girls to come here.
Are any of these girls yours? It doesn't look like
mine
it.
Is on the other side of the glass, you know, shyly hiding behind a seat right now.
Well, how many girls are in the Academy all together?
You know, there's probably around 75 to 80 girls in total in the Academy. And it's been around, you know, Brooke was talking about how she's been in it for 9 years. And actually, 2014 will be the 10th year, the 10th anniversary of the Dance Academy.
Wow. And any boys?
There are some boys we're borrowing for a performance we're going to do on March 1st, but currently, no. But the Dance Academy, in addition to traditional Chinese dance, which we've talked a lot about here, also offers classic ballet and jazz and some other types of dance as well.
Excellent. So who here can tell me about Chinese Nutcracker and what it's all about? Kayla's hand go up right away. Tell me about it, Kayla.
Well, there's a lot of things to do on it. It's like a lot of posing, actually, and a lot of dancing mixed together. So it actually makes the expression of the person who's doing it. Like when Clara does the... She's dancing, and then she goes to her mom, and then her mom takes her upstairs and actually shows her that she's actually going to, it seems like she's actually going to bed, but she's just going to pose there, and then when her mom leaves, well, she just starts to dance.
Oh, so it's almost like a dream or something that happens at night.
Yeah, but actually, when she does it, she actually gets slower, and then she gets tired, and then she poses again to pretend she's sleeping.
That sounds fun. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about Chinese Nutcracker and also Chinese dance. And the folks here with us are from the Yan Lai Dance Academy. And did you have something to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to, so as I said, Yan Lai is celebrating 10 years, and so we've always done public performances as well as perform all over Pittsburgh, and she wanted to do something really special for her 10th anniversary. And so her idea was, everyone loves the traditional Nutcracker. What if we took the traditional Nutcracker, kept the music, kept the general story, and then kind of infused it with elements about China? And so, for example, in our Chinese Nutcracker, there's no Nutcracker at all. The little girl, instead of getting a wooden doll, gets a white horse, which is why the white horse is important.
And it's the year of the horse is coming up.
Yes, 2014 is the year of the horse.
And I think Chinese New Year is January 31st, I think, which is this coming Friday. I think it begins. Does anybody know? Is that the right day?
Yeah.
And can you explain Chinese New Year at all?
Well, it's a really big tradition because it follows the lunar calendar, so it's not what we use here. So it follows the phases of the moon, and it's basically the new year following that. And it's huge for Chinese, Chinese culture, because basically what you're doing is you're trying to bring in luck and keep away all the bad spirits and, like, the demons that are here.
Would we wear lots of red?
Yes.
Like Kayla mentioned,
yes.
The good spirit colors?
Yeah.
Now, Chinese Nutcracker is going to be, I don't know where you're performing it. It's going to be in March?
So it's on March 1st, and there will be two performances that day, and it's going to be at the August Wilson Center in downtown Pittsburgh.
March 1st, and that's going to be an exciting time. And it sounds to me like it's good for kids and adults, really just about anybody that would like to see dance.
Yeah, I think that for Yan Lai, she really would like to invite all of Pittsburgh to sample Chinese culture. And the Chinese Nutcracker has a lot of familiar elements that people know, and then add some exotic Chinese elements as well.
Well, what a great opportunity. Now, does anybody else want to say the shows are going to be March 1st at the August Wilson Center? And we've linked to your website for people that might be interested in learning more about dance. It's simply Yan Lai, YanLai, danceacademy.com. Would anybody like to say anything else about the New Year or Chinese Nutcracker or dancing or posing?
Well, I have, like, a big surprise to tell, like, all of you.
Oh, good.
Yes, Kayla.
This is Kayla.
I think she knows. Yeah, she knows, I think.
Okay.
The horse actually belongs to me, and I'm actually Clara.
The horse belongs to you, and you're actually Clara.
So Kayla plays the part. Everyone in the Nutcracker knows the little girl, Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla plays the part. We're using the name Yuan Yuan, but she plays the part of the little girl who gets the horse and turns into a beautiful fairy princess later in the ballet.
That's nice. And it's your horse?
Yeah.
Is it a real horse?
No, it's just like my dad bought it from me online, and yeah.
Very nice. Who knew? Everyone's going to know. That's your horse. Did you give it a name?
Well, I named it Bouncy.
Bouncy's a good name for a horse. Thank you for sharing that. That's Kayla. Anybody else have anything they wanted to say? Go ahead. This is Katie.
I wanted to say something about Chinese New Year, and it's kind of cool because when we celebrate it, we get to these red packet kind of things, and they hold money in it to, like, kind of represent luck, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Is it's lucky to start the new year off, bountiful like that. That's great. And I saw somebody else's hand. It's Brooke. Had an observation.
I'm going to go back to the Chinese dance. Well, as I said, there are a lot of poses, but also we have items that we dance with, like fans and long sleeves. And, well, this year our dance, we're doing bowls on our head, but...
Is Chinese dance the one where the boys will have bamboo that you dance within? I'm thinking of another nationality. I'm sorry.
It's Filipino.
It's Filipino. I don't know much about dance, and I'm also always willing, I like to call it advertising what you don't know, to ask those questions. Because when I see that, I'm always frightened, actually, about what happens if you don't do that right.
Yeah, I was introduced to Chinese dance, I guess about 8 years ago when my older daughter joined. And I would describe it as someone who had never seen it prior to 8 years ago. It looks a lot like ballet and lyrical ballet. Mm. And as many people have said, you know, the use of the face and the hands, and there's lovely precision and grace to a lot of the movements. And as Brooke said, whether it's a fan or a bamboo pole or other types of props sometimes play a role. And Brooke is one of the people who's dancing, as are you, right, Anna? Dancing the Mongolian bowl dance, where they're going to do the whole dance with a bowl balanced to their head.
Well, I'm so excited that you're all here. I think we got all the additional comments, didn't anybody else have something they wanted to say? I want to turn back to Maggie. Thank you for getting us started, Maggie. You were the first person to be on the radio. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did a good job. And look for the performance March 1st at the August Wilson Theater. And if you would like additional information, it's Yan, YanLai, Yan Lai. It's Yan, actually, YanLaiDanceAcademy.com. Go to our website if you want to. We have a link there at slbradio.org. Thank you so much, all of you, for being with us. In just a moment, you're going to meet some kids from Sarah Hines' house. We're going to be talking about their school newspaper. It's good to have you right here along with us at the Saturday Light Brigade.